Well, bring on the beer. The Vermont Brewers are at it again. It's time for the Vermont Brewers Festival. It is coming to the waterfront in Burlington later this month. And on the line to talk about it from the Vermont Brewers Association, Association Director Emma Arion. Emma, nice to have you back with us.
Yeah, thanks, Bruce, for this opportunity. Always love doing this kind of stuff with you.
Always love talking beer with you. And you've brought along our friend Hannah Goldman from the Vermont Brewers. Hannah, nice to have you on board with us.
Thanks for having me today.
Good to talk to you.
Excited to talk all things festival right now.
Right? I mean, we have so much beer, we need two of you to talk about it. I mean, so many different styles and different tastes, but I mean, everybody's after the same thing, right? The brew makers, the brewers, the tasters, everybody's looking for the appreciation of the craft, right? And that's why,
absolutely.
Yeah, that's why you guys are beer worth finding for sure. So tell us about this festival. Gosh, where do we start?
Yeah, so this is the 30th Vermont Brewers Festival.
Wow.
It started in 1991 with just six breweries. And this year we'll have 46 breweries over the 2 days. It's crazy that it's been 30 years. So I'm really excited to see everyone. Welcome some new breweries that have never participated. It should be a lot of fun.
Oh, it is going to be a lot of fun. Tell us about some of the new breweries.
Yeah, so Lucy and Howe just joined the association. And they'll be pouring beer on Friday night, July 21st. They're actually doing a collaboration beer with Weird Window. It's called Dad Jokes and Pop Culture References. Pretty hot forward. And I'm excited that, you know, Jesse at Lucy and Howe and Jack at Weird Window were able to work together. It's always fun to see our brewers having fun and, you know, playing on everyone else's systems. It's great.
Yeah. There are three sessions over 2 days, and we do that so that the brewers can regroup and get everything set and give everybody kind of a fresh taste. And so if you show up late or something, you're not missing out. We want everybody to have a great time. Now, you mentioned there are 46 breweries. Is there anyone who's been in for all 30 or close to it?
Long Trail, I think.
Well, that would
Vermont
make sense.
Pavin Brewery. Yeah, Vermont Pavin Brewery.
There you go. I mean, that would make sense. If I had to guess, I would have guessed Long Trail. So, but I mean, it's a who's
yeah,
who.
Yeah, Long Trail will be there again this year. They're sharing a booth with Harpoon.
Gotcha. All right. And we've got some new breweries that are coming in. And Hannah, you were telling me we've got some breweries from Canada who are coming back.
Yeah, we invited our Canadian friends back down for the Brewers Festival. It's been a number of years since we've been able to host them, and we're excited to have them back.
That is great. So it's an international festival. Do the Canadian brewers specialize in a particular type of beer, or does it come down like that? I know at the wine festival, we had this corner for wines from this area and things like that. How do the brewers sort of differentiate themselves other than their labels and their cool names for beers and things?
We kind of just mashed them all in together. So for our Canadian brewers and out-of-state brewers, we place them next to breweries that have been there for a long time so they can help them, you know, with setup and understand the flow of everything. So everyone's kind of together. I think it makes it more fun. It's collaborative.
Yeah.
People can help out.
And you're going to head in there. And for the serious tasters, I would guess, I'm sure there are people listening to us that say, oh, I want to go taste an IPA, or I want to go taste a stout or what have you. And you may head for a particular style or a particular brewery that you know, but you know what? On the way, you're going to find a bunch of people that you want to meet, that you want to give a try, and you're going to expand your beer knowledge and your palate. So this is the great part of the Vermont Brewers Festival.
Absolutely, and we're the only festival that's put on by the brewers. So as you're trying all these beers, at most of the times, the person who actually brewed the beer will be serving you. Which is great. You can ask questions, learn a bit more about the brewery and that style of beer.
Oh, yeah. And they put themselves into the beer. They literally put a little bit of themselves into what they brew. And there's a great example of this, that some of these breweries are actually making festival-specific beers, kind of one-offs that you can only try at this festival. Tell us about a few of them.
Yeah. I don't know, Hannah, if you want to take that one.
One that we're really excited about is Vermont Pub and Brewery and Foam did a collaboration called Goodbye for Now.
Wow.
Which is a tribute to Greg Noonan, who started the Vermont Brewers Association 30 years ago. It's a 3.4% English bitter in honor of Greg's birthday at 3.4 for his birthday on March 4th, and then named after a song by one of his favorite local artists.
Oh, man. Everybody's going to try that one. And what a great tribute. That's amazing. That's Vermont Pub and Brewery. So that's where you'll find that beer. And it's a collaboration with Foam.
Yes. And they'll both be pouring that beer at the festival.
Oh, they will be both
in two places.
Get it in two places. Great. Will all the beers be pouring at all the sessions, or are there some that will just be at a few? If we're looking for a specific beer or a specific brewer, what's your best advice?
Yeah, so we're going to put out our beer list next week.
Uh-huh.
So on that beer list, you'll be able to see, you know, when that beer will be poured. So that's when you'll find out at vtbrewfest.com, and you'll click on breweries and beer lists.
All right. And we're going to reveal here that we're going to have you two back with us next week to reveal these beers. So you've got another option. If you want to tune in next Saturday, we'll have the beer list for the Vermont Brewers Festival. And then you can kind of reinforce that with a visit to the website. And so you'll know exactly what you're tasting. And at this point in the proceedings here, Emma and Hannah, let's put out a call to action here. What are the session times? How do the tickets work? And are there any that are sold out?
Yeah, so we have three sessions. The first one is July 21st from 5:30 to 9:30. And then on July 22nd, we'll have two sessions. The first one will be 12 to 4, and the second one, 5:30 to 9:30. We cap it out at 2,000 attendees per session. So right now, session 2 and 3 are on schedule to sell out, and we still have plenty of tickets left for session 1. And you can get those on vtbrewfest.com and click on tickets.
Right. And I'm looking at a commemorative glass here. That looks pretty special.
Yeah. So M&T is our glassware sponsor this year. Thank you, M&T Bank.
Yeah.
And every year we design a special glass for attendees to take home, but that's also what they use to sample all of the beers. So this year we added our 30 hop logo onto it. And with that glassware, you can try 3, 6, or 9 ounce pours.
Excellent. It's going to be a great time. It's all at Waterfront Park, by the way, Burlington Waterfront Park. It's the 30th Vermont Brewers Festival, quality beer makers, and lots of other things that have to do with beer, right? There are a lot of other kind of specialty vendors there too, right?
Yeah, definitely. So we have some huge, you know, games like a big beer pong that lots of people enjoy playing with. We have super soakers that, you know, you can fill up with ice water to cool down. We'll have retail vendors. We'll have food trucks. We'll have the DJ. 95XXX is going to be emceeing the event.
Yes.
That'll be fun. And this year, we're adding a fermentation tent. So that'll be an additional ticket for $15. And you'll get to have a panel discussion with several other vendors in the fermentation space and a brewer that will be at the festival. So the structure is, you know, a panel discussion and then some sampling of the beer and those fermented products. And we're really excited because we're all kind of, you know, in the same bigger industry of fermentation. It's going to be great to see the overlaps with our other industry partners.
Oh, yeah, that's going to be amazing. So no matter where you are in your beer knowledge and your beer geekdom, we've got something for you at the Vermont Brewers Festival. Coming up on the 21st and the 22nd. And if you're looking to go, I plan on looking for a ticket for Friday night. I mean, if you're lucky, you can get a ticket for one of the Saturdays. But for sure, Friday night tickets are available. And just go to the website. So we have a bunch of people that we want to thank here. Where do we start with the thank yous, Emma and Hannah?
Yeah, absolutely. First, we have a board of directors, and they've been awesome, really supportive of planning the festival. So I want to thank all of them. And then we have a ton of sponsors this year. As our 30th year, we wanted to make it super special. So all of our sponsors are giving us a little, you know, extra part of the festival, which we're really grateful for. Our presenting sponsors, Hickok and Boardman Insurance Group, And our glassware sponsor, as I said before, is M&T Bank. And Keurig Dr. Pepper is sponsoring all of our games. And our entertainment is sponsored by Vermont Construction and Roofing Division.
Mm-hmm.
Our water truck is sponsored by Upstate Elevator Operators. Our music tent is sponsored by Community National Bank. And we have a lot of other event supporters. Too many to name on this right now, but we're really grateful for all of the local Burlington businesses that have, you know, given us a lot of in-kind sponsorship so that we can put on this event successfully.
It's going to be big. We've got three big sessions, two on Saturday, one on Friday, the 21st of July at Burlington Waterfront Park, Beer Worth Finding, the Vermont Brewers Festival, the Vermont Brewers Association. Well, so looking forward to it. So tell us again, where do we go for tickets and where do we go for more information?
Yeah, everything can be found at vtbrewfest.com. So when you go on the website, you'll see tickets and you click on that to purchase your tickets. It'll bring you to a 7 days platform. And then from there, from the VT Brewfest website, you'll be able to see all the breweries that are attending, food trucks, our sponsors. It's all laid out pretty easily to find on vtbrewfest.com.
Amazing. And we'll have you two back next week to reveal the beers. And so get ready for that and stay in touch with VT Brewfest. And of course, you're on social media and all that. Emma Arion, Hannah Goldman from the Vermont Brewers Festival. Thanks very much for being with us. We'll talk to you again next week.
Thank you.
Sounds great. We'll chat soon.